You know, this is interesting because you bring to this field a different twist with your thoughts on sacred geometry, especially through your Institute for Resonance. Explain what that is.
Well, George, you know, we all went to school, some of us longer than others, and the educational system that we learned what we know from is really based on a certain set of assumptions from a mechanistic paradigm. And a lot of the information that we need nowadays, a lot of the knowledge that we need, is really based in a kind of an older, slower type of knowledge that's based on shapes, geometry, natural systems, and so forth. And when you look at how nature builds systems just around us, in places we live and in the outdoors, you can see that nature has kind of an inherent intelligence. It kind of, there's like a intelligence built into all sorts of living systems. And that intelligence often seems to be based around sacred geometry and shapes, like the phi ratio, the golden section. And these are things that people a long time ago knew about, but we seem to have forgotten about in the last few hundred years.
You know, I found interesting in your introduction, because it says you believe that all crop circles, and here's the key here, regardless of their origin, create magical effects by virtue of their shapes and their interaction. Regardless of their origin, what do you think in terms of that phrase alone is going on here in the crop circle phenomena?
Well, George, back in 1996 when I first learned about crop circles, it actually came out of the remote viewing course I took at the Farsight Institute with Dr. Courtney Brown.
Oh, sure.
Of Emory University, right. And in his eight-day course, you know, one of the last things we viewed was crop circles. And at the time, I didn't even know what they were. But in my viewing session, I got information that was really some of the strangest stuff I've ever written down in a remote viewing session. I mean, it was about all sorts of energies going in and out of a field, and there were these little sort of beings that didn't seem quite human walking around in this field, and things related to UFOs. And it was really strange. And so when I had the chance to go on a crop circle tour later on with Ron Russell, I thought I would figure out, you know, what these crop circles were about. And for years and years, I really thought that there was absolutely no way that human beings could make these because, you know, they're just so huge. No one had ever seen anyone doing this.
Right.
And in England, the nighttime is very short there. You've got about 5 hours of darkness. So for the longest time, I didn't think people could make them. Until recently, more recently, around the year 2000, when we were actually approached by some circle makers who offered, of all things, to show us how they made circles, just in the daytime at least, in a paid field where the farmer was there for an advertisement, just to show us that they could actually make something. And that began to change my idea about the origin of the crop circles. I mean, you've heard the stories before. Colin Andrews has been on the show in the past. The circles that form very quickly, 10 to 15 seconds.
Yes, and they sometimes see a vortex over them.
Exactly. The wheat seems to begin to shake a little bit,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden just goes down into a circle very quickly. And Colin has a database of about 50 people that, you know, have signed their names into this database that say they've seen this actually happen. Those are actually mostly simple circles or groups of circles. And in more recent times, we've had these complex patterns, you know, the ones that are really huge. Some of them recently have been up to 800 feet across. And for the longest time, I just thought people couldn't do anything remotely mm-hmm. that big at night, maybe the small ones. But it turned out, in my view, to be the reverse. It seemed that the people were doing some of the bigger ones, and that the smaller ones were what we call the original phenomena, which we still don't know exactly what's causing those, but they do seem to be related to UFOs and anomalous sort of weather patterns and things like that.
When you were watching the individuals make them during the daytime, how long did it take them, Simeon, to make a crop circle?
The first one we saw was actually a kind of a stylized pattern. It was in the shape of an R in a kind of an at sign for an internet company. And that one took about 4 or 5 hours in the daytime. It really didn't prove anything at all because, I mean, it was in the daylight, and it still took 5 hours for them to do it. But I could see that actually they knew what they were doing. That's what it showed to me. Those of us that were there could see that at least these folks really kind of, well, they had it down. They knew how to go out in the field with a pattern. They showed us the pattern ahead of time. And then they were able to actually put it down, and they had a pretty good group organization and so forth. So I could see that they were fairly organized. And it wasn't until later on, George, that I actually saw other circle makers make circles at night. And that's what I documented in Opening Minds, actually. I had pictures there, and they're on the Opening Minds website of a pattern at Cheryl, which was, admittedly, just a medium-sized shape, you know, not the hugest one in the world. But it was pretty complicated, and what I found at night is, even at night, they weren't any slower than they were at the daytime. They could actually work well at night because it was kind of a coherent group. They knew each other. They knew the patterns of the other circle makers. They could communicate in the dark with a kind of nonverbal language sometimes, just with movements and with basic signals. They seemed to be pretty good at what they were doing, and it showed me that they actually were able to do some of the large ones that we know and enjoy.
But here again, you do not negate the fact that some of these crop circles could be messages or created from some other very strange sources.
No, that's exactly the point, George. You're right on there. I think even the ones that the humans are making are part of a larger language that humans are learning. I think that crop circles are a type of communication. They're not necessarily a message with a particular meaning in each circle, a verbal message, but they're a larger pattern of communication between ourselves and most likely extraterrestrials. Because the original source of the crop circles, let's go back to like Australia in the 1960s, the so-called Tully saucer nests. Some of the original circle makers, Doug and Dave, the so-called two guys from the pub, actually one of them was from Australia, and he saw these Tully saucer nests, which were seen near flying discs also in New Zealand, the same sort of phenomena at the same time. He was trying to recreate these patterns in England, and he found that it actually attracted a lot of attention. So even the source of the man-made ones recently seems to have come from extraterrestrial sources. And so I'm really convinced, George, that crop circles are the way that extraterrestrials teach humans how to communicate with them in the long run. I really believe it's a type of a language, because if you go out far away from the Earth, they don't speak English or any other language
right.
They speak on Earth. But I'm sure that every intelligent civilization, just like getting back to your original question at the beginning of the show, every civilization, intelligent civilization, understands the language of geometry and shape. And that's what we're learning about in circles, because even the human circle makers don't know where their patterns come from. If you talk to them and say, well, why did you come up with this pattern? Where does this come from? A lot of them don't really know. It just sort of shows up in their mind. And, you know, coming from what we know about remote viewing, humans have a lot of subconscious intelligence, almost like a genius intelligence that's below the surface. We're capable of coming up with all sorts of intelligence that we don't even know we have, and I think the circle makers are doing that.